Today, we're excited to have Maggie Yan with us, the Chief Marketing Officer of Scana Build. Scana Build is a venture studio focusing on AI startups, and they specialize in investing in and incubating talented entrepreneurs, helping them achieve product market fit. Before this, Maggie was a VP of AI Business and Growth at XMind, a popular mind mapping and brainstorming software that had been bootstrapped for 18 years, and they had over 100 million users worldwide. In this episode, Maggie deep dive into the key difference between the growth strategy for productivity tools and non-productivity tools, while also exploring the challenges and opportunities of the integrating AI into non-productivity solutions. She highlights the importance of the reassessing traditional growth metrics with a special focus on the value of early paying users. Maggie also shared her approach to attracting both core and lottery users through a dual strategy, and offer insight into how XMind achieved massive success without any outside investment. If you are enjoying the show, please subscribe us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And don't forget to leave us a comment. We love hearing from you, and we read every single one. This episode is brought to you by ThinkMind, your personal AI-powered leadership coach designed to empower you with self-awareness. Ever feel stuck? Unable to apply leadership tips you've learned from coaches, books, or video, especially during those difficult conversations? Or maybe you've caught yourself letting emotion take over, saying yes too often when you didn't mean to, and rushing into decisions. If those sound familiar, ThinkMind is here for you. Using cutting-edge technology, ThinkMind helps you recognize those tendencies and give you the tool to lead with clarity and confidence for your team, and most importantly, for yourself. Ready to level up your leadership? Check the show notes below to sign up. The original podcast is in Mandarin. However, I believe the content is valuable for anyone who is interested in go-to-market strategy in this AI era. We cover lots of ground from leadership to self-awareness. The coming audio overview is generated by Google's Notebook LM and verified by human.
Hey everyone, welcome. We're doing a deep dive today, and I think a lot of you are going to relate to this one, especially if you're, even remotely interested in AI startups. It's the big question, right? Bootstrap or venture capital?
Yeah, it's the classic dilemma.
It feels like, I don't know, choosing between a rocket ship and a bicycle. Both can get you there, but
Totally. And both come with their own baggage, you could say.
Exactly. Which is why it's so cool to have someone here who's lived both sides. Our guest today, they took XMind, that's the mind mapping software, huge EE, over 10 million users, and they bootstrapped it for 18 years. 18 years. And now they're working with startups at Sky9 Build, which is a venture studio.
Yeah, so we're basically building companies from scratch, rapid fire.
Wild, right? So
Yeah.
you've seen it all.
It's definitely given me a unique perspective, I'd say. You start to see the patterns, what works, what doesn't, and it's rarely about the tech itself.
Okay, see, that's fascinating to me. Because when we say AI products, everyone throws around those terms like efficiency tools versus, the other AI. But you've said it's not that simple, is it?
Not even close. The real distinction, at least from where I sit, is whether the AI is task-focused or human-focused. And that's where funding gets really, really interesting.
Okay, you got to break that down. What's human-focused in this world? Because we're all human, right?
Sure. But think of it this way. An efficiency tool, it has a limit. It can automate something, make it faster, cheaper. But eventually, you hit a ceiling. You max out the benefit. But human needs, things like emotional well-being, tapping into passions, creativity, those don't have a clear upward limit.
So you're saying if you're building AI for that human side of things, it's a whole different ballgame from day one.
Absolutely. You're not just competing on features or how fast your algorithm runs. You're trying to connect with something much deeper in the user. And
Yeah.
that changes your approach to growth, to marketing, even to what you define as success.
It's like comparing a calculator app to, I don't know, an AI that helps you write music. One's solving a problem, the other's like tapping into something pretty profound.
Exactly. And the potential for this human-focused AI, it's vast. It's like the early days of the App Store after the iPhone came out. More opportunity than anyone even knew what to do with.
Which is what makes your insight so valuable, because you've
Yeah.
seen it from both sides now. The scrappy bootstrap world with XMind, AD, now working with all these startups at Sky9.
Right. And at Sky9, because we're a venture studio, we're not just funding these companies, we're actively building them. So I'm seeing firsthand how these early decisions play out in the real world, you know, not just in theory.
Okay, so we've got human-focused AI on the table, which already has my brain, like, buzzing, right? But let's talk about XMind for a sec, because that's a whole other level of wild. 18 years, they bootstrapped, hit over 10 million users globally. No VC money, nothing.
It's a pretty unusual story for sure.
It's insane. And here's the part that makes my head spin. They gave away 80% of their features for free.
Yeah, we were very much of the mindset that if people found value in the product, they would support it.
But not just that, right? They open sourced their file formats, their design frameworks, even their FONTs. I mean, come on, that's business heresy.
It might sound crazy in hindsight, but it was all driven by this deep passion for the problem we were solving. We were building the tool WE wanted to use, you know?
So it wasn't some, like, calculated marketing ploy. It was just pure, we love this, let's share it.
Exactly. And that's what fueled us through the tough times. Because let me tell you, bootstrapping is a grind. It's long, it's hard.
Yeah.
But when you have that belief, that fire in your belly, it gives you a resilience that you just can't fake.
That makes so much sense, especially with this human-focused stuff. Like, how do you even measure the market for someone's desire to, I don't know, boost their creativity or feel less anxious? You can't just, like, put that in a spreadsheet.
You can't. You have to feel it. You have to believe in it. And more importantly, your users have to feel like you believe it.
Because they can sniff out a cash grab from a mile away.
Oh, absolutely. But when something's built with love, with genuine care, that creates trust. And that's something money can't buy.
It's like the difference between fast fashion and a hand-tailored suit. One's all about churning out trends. The other one's got a heart in it.
Yeah, love that analogy because it highlights how important that human element is, even in tech. When that's your driving force, it comes through in everything you do.
AngusMind was doing all this before building in public was even a thing. Open sourcing, the community aspect, that wasn't trendy. It was just who they were. Did that ever backfire, giving so much away for free?
I mean, it wasn't always smooth sailing. Open sourcing requires a level of trust. But for us, it was about more than just giving stuff away. It was about inviting people into the process, you know?
Yeah.
Building something together.
So you saw it as an investment.
Absolutely. In the community, in the long-term vision. And you know what? It paid off. People saw the value. They were more than happy to pay for the premium features, the support. It was a different way of thinking about business, one that really resonated.
It's amazing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because it challenges so much of what we're told about, like how to win in the business world.
It does. And it kind of forces you to ask, how do you even market something like that? Especially now in this crazy AI landscape where everything's moving so fast.
$1 million question, because I have a feeling those old school marketing playbooks, they ain't going to cut it in this new world.
You're telling Am, traditional methods, they're struggling to keep up. It's a whole new ballgame.
So traditional marketing's out the window, which I gotta say, not that surprising in the AI world, right? Everything's moving fast. But especially with these human-focused products, where it's not about checking off features on a list, how do you even start to figure out what people need before they even know it themselves?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? It's not about the what's anymore, it's the why. And honestly, traditional market research, it kind of falls apart here.
Because you're basically building the weapon that the customer doesn't even know they need yet?
Exactly. You can't just slap together some shiny new AI thing and expect people to line up. You got to go deeper, figure out their motivations, their desires, even the stuff they haven't put into words yet.
Okay, so less surveys, less focus groups. Give me an example then. What's like the metric, the signal you're obsessed with now that maybe wouldn't have been on your radar a few years ago?
All right, so this is going to sound a little unorthodox, but bear with me. First-time user payment rate. Especially for these early-stage AI products, that's my jam.
Whoa. First-time payment. Most people would run screaming from that. So walk me through it. Why is that your North Star?
Think about it. We're drowning in new apps, new promises every single day. But when someone encounters your product for the very first time and they're willing to pull out their wallet...
Okay, I see where you're going with this. It's like that instant... I need this reaction.
Right. That first payment, it's not just revenue, especially for a bootstrapped company. It's validation, it's excitement, a tiny little flicker of belief in what you're building.
It's like finding your early adopters, the people who get it as much as you do.
And those are the people who can make or break you, especially in the beginning. They shape your roadmap, become your biggest fans, tell their friends. You can't buy that kind of enthusiasm.
Which makes me think back to something you said earlier about self-awareness being so key, not just for like individual contributors, but for the whole founding team. How does that play into this whole, you know, building in the age of AI thing?
It's everything. Building a company, especially when you're bootstrapped, it's a marathon. There will be bumps in the road, doubts, moments where you think you've taken a wrong turn. That's where self-awareness comes in, understanding your strengths, what you're passionate about, even your limitations. That becomes your compass.
Because when the storms hit, yep, and they always do, it's that core, that unshakable sense of self that lets you weather it.
Exactly. And that goes for teams, too. When you have that shared understanding of who you are, what you stand for, it makes disagreements easier, tough decisions.
Yeah.
You come out stronger.
This has been amazing, truly. We've covered so much ground. Human-focused AI, the crazy world of marketing in this new landscape. It's a lot to digest. But if you take away just one thing from this whole deep dive, let it be this. Self-awareness is king. Bootstrap or VC, AI, or whatever comes next.
Yeah.
Knowing yourself, your values, what lights that fire within you, that's what's going to fuel your success no matter what gets thrown your way.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Thanks for having me.
Pleasure was all ours. And to everyone listening, keep exploring, keep asking those tough questions, and we'll catch you in the next deep dive.